From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. $50,000 bail for a man police say was caught after allegedly breaking into a business on the 1400 block of Broadway early Monday. Upon arrival, officers located a broken window at the front of the business. No suspect was around. Officers got a detailed description of the suspect from the business's security company and began searching. Officers soon located a subject closely matching that description, sitting in the parking lot of a nearby business. Several items of stolen property from the business were found on the ground near that suspect, identified as 28-year-old Andrew J. Park. He was taken into custody for burglary and ultimately booked into the Humboldt County Jail. Once again, Park is being held on $50,000 bail. Monday afternoon, a pedestrian in the area of northbound Highway 101 found a body in the brush along the highway. A man is believed to have been in his early 60s. Foul play is not suspected. The man's identity is still under investigation. An autopsy has been scheduled for Friday to determine who he is and a cause of death. Animal abuse investigated Monday by at least 20 officers and allied personnel from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, Humboldt County Drug Task Force, California Department of Fish and Wildlife, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Lost Coast Outpost reporting the property where warrants were served is in the Arcata Bottom, where one officer said some dead animals were seen on the property. Authorities questioned the property owner, Ray Christie, at the scene as well. The North Coast Stormwater Coalition invites all community members to take part in the 2018 Stormwater and Water Quality Survey. The NCSC works collaboratively with Humboldt County and city governments to reduce stormwater pollution and to protect local watersheds. The coalition will use the survey to gauge the public's knowledge of stormwater issues, including the impacts of urban runoff and other harmful discharges into local waterways like Humboldt and Trinidad Bays and other tributaries. Based on the survey responses, the coalition will improve its regional stormwater pollution prevention, both education and outreach programs. He was stabbed but didn't want to say by whom. Authorities found a victim on the 2400 block of Broadway on Sunday night. The victim said that an unknown suspect had stabbed him in the leg in the vicinity of Wabash and Fairfield Streets. Kevin Murray is pulling out of his candidacy for the 2nd Assembly District. In a press release, he pointed to the cost of mounting a viable campaign and the pressures it puts on not just the candidate but those who work alongside him or her. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.